And I was thinking of a friend of Sister Schultz's in China who, when black smallpox invaded their compound and everybody had to be vaccinated, this one missionary said, "No, Jesus is my physician. I won't take that poison in my blood." And she ministered to the others while the other missionaries hid themselves. They were afraid of the smallpox. And they went in hiding. And this missionary ministered to the sick and the dying. And then suddenly that dark thing came upon her. Dark pustules came out all over her body, fever raging through her veins. And the missionary said, "Serves her right. Why doesn't she use common sense and be vaccinated?" But here she was really in an awful condition. And no help. All the other missionaries said, "It's good for her, serves her right." What did she do? She went up and down praising the Lord, blessing the Lord, like Psalm 103 says, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." Now that's either true or it isn't. If God is true, then it's true. And she praised the Lord, mind you. How would you do that? You didn't praise him tonight, some of you. And here, dying woman, going up and down, up with her hands, praising the Lord, just praising the Lord, just blessing the Lord. And she said, "Lord, please send me somebody to help me praise the Lord." And presently a missionary came and said, "The Lord has sent me to help you praise the Lord." So these two kept walking up and down. I don't know how long, it must have been hours. Mind you, that black smallpox would have killed her. But after a little while, it left her. She was, by morning, she was as sort of clean and as healthy as she had ever been, a living example of the truth of God's gospel and the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This Lord whom we praise, thank God, we don't praise him for naught.